This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. The U.S. response to the killings of three American soldiers in Jordan has started. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Hours after President Biden watched in Delaware as the soldiers' remains arrived on U.S. soil, he says America has started striking back for the attack, hitting targets in Iraq and Syria used by Iran and affiliated militants to attack U.S. forces. Central Command says it's hit more than 80 targets, including command and control centers, missiles, and rockets. In a written statement, the president says the response will continue. And while the U.S. does not see conflict in the Middle East, quote, let all those who might seek to do us harm know this. If you harm an American, we will respond. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin describes Moscow's military action in Ukraine as a battle for Russia's survival as he campaigns for re-election next month in balloting that he's all but certain to win. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Speaking at a meeting with arms industries workers, Putin declared that the vast majority of Russians support his course. He said if the public hadn't felt that way, nothing would have happened. We're doing what people expect us to do. He again argued that sending troops into Ukraine was necessary to protect Russian speakers in eastern Ukraine and stop what he described as attempts by Washington and its NATO allies to encroach on Moscow's vital security interests. Ukraine and its Western allies have denounced it as an unprovoked act of aggression. I'm Charles Villadesma.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. A federal judge has postponed former President Donald Trump's March trial on charges of plotting to overturn the 2020 election. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Judge Tanya Chutkan vacated the March 4th trial date in the case brought by Justice Department Special Counsel Jack Smith, but did not immediately set a new date. That creates an opening for a separate case in New York charging Trump in connection with hush money payments to a porn actor to proceed first. Meanwhile, the federal appeals court has yet to resolve a pending appeal from Trump, arguing that he is immune from prosecution for actions he took in the White House. It's not clear when the three-judge panel might rule, but a ruling in favor of prosecutors that permits the case to move forward is expected to be appealed by the Trump team, likely resulting in additional delays. Norman Hall, Washington.
Yemen's Iran-aligned allied Houthi movement said on Friday it fired ballistic missiles at targets in the Israeli city of Eilat and threatened to keep up military operations until Israel ended its offensive in Gaza. The Israeli military earlier said its, quote, aerial defense system had intercepted a surface-to-surface missile in the Red Sea area on Friday. Houthis have launched a series of attacks on shipping and other targets in the Red Sea area in what they describe as acts of solidarity with the Palestinians, stoking fears that the Israel-Hamas war could spread to destabilize the wider Middle East. The U.S. designates the Houthi rebels as a specially designated global terrorist group. Britain's armed forces are underfunded, under-equipped, and face a recruitment crisis, according to critics, following a recent rare intervention by a senior U.S. official. Henry Ridgewell reports.
On a visit to London last month, the U.S. Navy Secretary Carlos Del Toro said Britain should reassess the size of its armed forces, given threats from Russia and China and the conflict in the Middle East. He urged other European allies to do the same. Meanwhile, General Patrick Sanders, the outgoing head of the British Army, warned recently that more needs to be done to equip and modernize the country's armed forces. Britain's army has around 73,000 soldiers, half the size it was 30 years ago. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
A California judge has ordered Tesla, Inc. to pay $1.5 million as part of a settlement of a civil case alleging the company mishandled hazardous waste at its car service centers, energy centers, and a factory. The settlement was announced Friday by several of 25 county district attorneys involved in the investigation. The complaint filed in San Joaquin County alleged illegal disposal of hazardous waste and violation of laws involving storage and management of the waste. Prosecutors say Tesla cooperated with the investigation and acted to improve compliance with laws that were brought to its attention by the prosecutors. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.